The Richland Center girls track team won the Ginger Mori Invitational track meet held at Riverdale Saturday. They scored 120 points. Riverdale finished second at 118. North Crawford was third. Ithaca Weston was fourth with 101. New Lisbon was fifth among the eight teams. In the boys, North Crawford was first with 150. New Lisbon second, 143. Richland Center was third with 108. And Riverdale was fourth with 90. Oneewoke Center was fifth. Ithaca Weston finished 7th. Here's a look at some of the girls' results from the local teams. Riverdale's 4x8 finished 1st. Olivia Meese, Ellie Hudson, Jenna Wheatonen, and Mallory Meese. Richland Center was 2nd. Shanice Anderson, Clarice Possen, Rachel Waterfall, and Grace Fretz. Gretchen Buchholz was 1st in the 100-meter hurdles for the Riverdale Chieftains with a time of 17:18. Kaylee Peterson of Ithaca Weston was 1st in the 100-meter dash. Kaylee Miller took 2nd for Ithaca Weston as well. Riverdale's Mallory Meese was 2nd in the 1600 run on Saturday at Riverdale. Ithaca Weston's 4x2 relay team finished 2nd. Maggie Kirshner, Leah Puig, Jasmine Meyer, and Aubrey Cook ran that. Clarice Possen of Richland Center was 3rd in the 400 dash at Riverdale. Also, Ithaca Weston's 4x1 relay team was 1st. Aubrey Cook, Kaylee Miller, Tristan Peterson, and Kaylee Peterson. Tristan Peterson was 1st in the 300-meter hurdles with a time of 55:57. Ellie Hudson was 4th in the 800-meter run. Ithaca Weston's Kaylee Peterson took 1st in the 200-meter dash with a time of 27:90. Aubrey Cook, also of Ithaca Weston, finished 2nd. Jenna Wheatonen of Riverdale was 1st in the 3200 run. Rachel Waterfall of Richland Center finished 2nd. The Riverdale 4x4 relay team was 1st. Mallory Meese, Olivia Meese, along with Gretchen Buchholz and Riley Beers with a time of 4:35.44. Richland Center was 2nd. Danica Pauls, Shanice Anderson, Grace Fretz, and Clarice Possen ran that. Kaylee Miller, Ithaca Weston, was 1st in the high jump. Riverdale's Gretchen Buchholz 2nd in that event. And then Richland Center's Grace Fretz and Danica Pauls finished 3rd and 4th. Danica Pauls won the pole vault with a 10-3 vault. Kaylee Carter Riverdale was 2nd. It was Soleil Ewing of Richland Center finishing 1st in the long jump. Tristan Peterson, Ithaca Weston, was 3rd. Soleil Ewing was 1st in the triple jump with a 35.750. Ithaca Weston's Aubrey Cook finished 2nd. Haley Schneider Riverdale was 3rd. Madeline Huber took 1st in the discus throw for Richland Center. Riverdale's Kayla McCorkle was 2nd, and Madeline Huber was 1st in the shot put throw as well with a 34-6 throw in the final. In the boys' events, Richland Center's 4x8 was 1st. Harrison Carpenter, Robert Budden, Kiernan Culver, and Ryan Standler ran that for the Hornets. In other boys' events, Riverdale's Tim Bailey was 1st in the 100-meter dash with an 11-second time. Also, it was a first-place finish for Richland Center's Malachi Fretz in the 1600 with a 4:41.31. Clayton Lee, Ithaca Weston, finished 2nd, and Ryan Stadler, Richland Center, was 3rd in that event. The RC 4x2 relay team was 1st. Duncan Harper, Robert Budden, Kevin Hernandez, and Fletcher Harper. Tim Bailey of Riverdale again finished 1st in the 400-meter dash. Riverdale's Noah Arrington was 2nd, and the Chieftains' Braden Goodweiler was 3rd. 1-2-3 for the Chieftains in the 400. In the 4x1, Richland Center 1st, Duncan Harper, Robert Budden, Kevin Hernandez, and Fletcher Harper with a time of 47:19. Richland Center's Harrison Carpenter was 5th in the 800. Tim Bailey of Riverdale 1st in the 200-meter dash with a time of 22:93. Noah Arrington finished 3rd for the Chieftains. Clayton Lee 1st in the 3200 with a time of 10:53.28. Kiernan Culver, Richland Center, was 2nd. The 4x4 Hornets finished 1st. Grayson Banker, Fletcher Harper, Kevin Hernandez, and Malachi Fretz, their time 3:43.37. Riverdale's Dietrich Buchholz was 3rd in the high jump. Richland Center's Devin Woodhouse was 2nd in the pole vault behind Liam Elton of North Crawford. Grayson Banker of Richland Center took 3rd. Ithaca Weston's Carrick Thompson was 4th. For the Richland Center Hornets, Duncan Harper 2nd in long jump. Riverdale's Drayton Deglow was 4th in the discus throw. And Teague Perkins, Richland Center, finished 1st in the shot put with a throw of 44-9. Riverdale's Drayton Deglow finished 4th at Ginger Mori on Saturday.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
Today in softball, Auburndale defeated River Valley 11-3. And in soccer, River Valley was a 5-1 winner over Madison Country Day, Abundant Life Christian, St. Ambrose. The triangular that was supposed to be hosted by Richland Center in baseball, softball, and soccer, those events were all canceled today because of wet grounds. Nico Horner hit his first career leadoff home run. Christopher Morel hit his third home run in as many games. And Patrick Wisdom sent one into the stands as the Cubs beat the Brewers 6-5. Today, Chicago tied its first divisional series of the year at one apiece in manager Craig Counsell's first series against his former team. Brewers manager Pat Murphy also returned to the dugout after serving a two-game suspension for his role in a brawl with Tampa Bay on Tuesday. Milwaukee came within one twice late in the game. Pablo Lopez struck out 8 in 6 strong innings. Max Kepler homered, and the Twins extended their win streak to 12 games with a 3-1 win over the Boston Red Sox. The Twins have the longest winning streak in the majors this season. Minnesota's run matches the team's winning streak from the late 1980s, which is the second longest in Twins history. The club record for consecutive wins is 15 from June of 1991. Fans lined up outside the arena more than 3 hours before Caitlin Clark made her WNBA debut for the Indiana Fever in a preseason game against the Dallas Wings last night. The two-time NCAA Women's Basketball Player of the Year did not disappoint. She led all first-half scorers with 16 in 16 minutes and finished with 21 points in the Fever's 79-76 loss last night in Texas. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop.